It might be enough to pay for only the head and galley of a new Great Lakes icebreaker. That's about how far $13 million will go to build a replacement vessel for the Mackinac. But Wisconsin Congressman Dave Obie says it's vital to have the money in the upcoming two-year federal budget. As ranking Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, Obie says now that they've got the money in the transportation budget, getting approval may not be a sure thing, but it is a firm step forward. He says it's hard to convince some Congress members of the importance of Great Lakes shipping.
There's no question the Coast Guard's higher priorities are the two coasts. So we have to keep reminding people that the Great Lakes exists, and they are, in fact, another coastline for the United States.
$3 million of the $13 million allocation will allow the Coast Guard to finish the new ship's design, but the rest of the money will be used to begin construction. The total price tag for the icebreaker could exceed $200 million, which would have to come in future federal budgets. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.